Welcome to the Intuitive Awakening Podcast. I'm your host, Deanna Riddick. I'm an author, teacher, and eternal seeker of truth. I am on a mission to spread metaphysical knowledge to help you awaken your spirit. If you want to learn how to open the door to your divine self, you are in the right place. Right, somebody, I know somebody's here. I just have no clue if it's a goddess or anything. So go and work your magic.
Okay. Right. I forget you can't see me. I'm all doing stupid stuff. So Deanna does have an energy here. Can you please let us know your name?
I did hear it's Hathor, but the magic of Isis is also here. I just heard she's next door.
Okay.
Yeah.
So do we need to connect with Isis today as well? Like,
I think I called upon a number of Egyptian goddesses just to come in. So
I was like, what was the purpose of that? Okay, cool. So hello, Hathor. I don't actually know very much about Hathor. So would you enlighten me as to what your purpose is and what types of work you do for us humans?
She did say she is endowed with many attributes or many benefits. She's a goddess of light, and she used to help the people with progress. She said, and progress on the land. And she's showing me that she helped to make the land fertile for people. And she was a very old goddess, worshipped earlier in, I'm getting like old kingdom, but maybe revived in the new kingdom is what I heard.
Oh.
Old, but she's emphasizing old, Deanna, old kingdom.
Like pre-Egyptian or?
It's a period in the Egyptian reign, like amongst the pharaohs, but it's the old.
Like the earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. And still also, did she also go by Hathor at the time or was there a different name?
She was, I'm still getting Hathor. Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. So, what is there like a general message that you have for us today that you'd like to share?
She said, this is interesting. Hold on. Let me take a deep breath. I heard her say, devotee, listen up. Again, she's mentioning that the magic of Isis is here with me too. It's interesting because I'm seeing crocodiles. I don't know why, but I'm seeing crocodiles with her. She's saying that they're a creature of the night. Is that true?
Crocodiles?
Uh-huh.
I didn't think they were.
I don't know. She said
they wouldn't want to be in the water with them at night more any more than the day, but
I wouldn't want to be in them in their period. But yeah, she told me that they were a creature of the night. But let me get back. Sorry. Okay, she's saying that we're getting off topic. Okay, hold on. Let's get back to her message. She's saying the world is clouded in mystery. What was once perceptive has become imperceptive to the minds of men. What was once calculated is now incalculable. I don't even know if that's a word. What was once real has now become fake, for lack of a better word. Or surreal. She said it is up to us to say the words and reveal what is. And that is why she is here as a revelator, a competent one, she said, a mighty one with Hathor as the light. Wow, that was pretty amazing.
That's a lot. So, in other words, is she saying, It's just like the world is in chaos right now more than it ever has been. And we need to, what is it? We need to fight back, or we need to just voice what the reality is. So like protest and stuff. Is that what she's trying to say? Or
that right now the world is clouded. There's a veil in the minds of many men and many of your leaders too. They are distorted. They are unfriendly as well. And that she said that there's many tasks that lie ahead for us here. But she comes to guide us about this quest that we have and the advantage that we have right now. The advantage of her realm, of her energy, of her centeredness too.
Okay. Well, what guidance can she provide us?
And she's saying again, to be aware of what is real and what is fake amongst many people here, as they have distorted vision of what I'm assuming she's saying, what would be true leaders, of who is out to get you or who is out to help you. And that right now there is just a lack of faith amongst many people in themselves and in this world. It is a prevalent thought that everyone holds, or most people hold, is the lack of faith and also lack of self-awareness, she said. Many people are unaware of themselves or their behaviors or the root cause of their deviation from the light. They are becoming properties of men or leaders with a deviated mind, she said. Properties of unwellness. That's interesting.
Okay. I'm like processing that. I need to go and listen to this again, because that's a lot. Okay. Mm-hmm. So then she's saying clear minds. And so like, is it people, or is it also like social media that's getting in our ways? Is it the fact that we're technologically advancing so quickly as well?
Like, she's saying corporations. Boom. She said that really loudly. Corporations right now have a stronghold on men, on the minds of men, on their behaviors. They are causing lack in many industries, or lack here, period. They have a stronghold on, she said also, what is real, what is fake. And they are causing energy crises amongst the land. That is where we must direct, that's, she said, that is where I direct your attention to. It's these men in position of powers who are directing us. And they are in top positions, she wants to say. So remember that. They are the ones that are causing the chaos. My God, I feel like she's almost talking through me. I almost felt like I couldn't breathe for a second. I was about to panic. Sorry. Woo, I had to take a deep breath. But that's what she's telling me.
Okay, so then what, as, you know, me, I'm a little person, you know, like what can us little people do to help with that?
She said, rise up, speak your words. And she said, speak the light. There's willpower here that you possess. She said, everyone, it lies within them. Everyone has the right to speak their truth. Everyone has the right to fight for what is real and what would help their fellow man. No one is, she said, no one is denied that attribute. That is of... that comes from the one kind, or one spirit, or the one mind, she said, the internal harmony of light. Everyone should rise up, she said, for, okay, hold on. I don't know if I heard that correctly. Hold on. What did you say? She said, for people to rise up against inequality, unfairness, being pressed down upon. Everyone must stand up for their individual and collective rights, and not to be afraid of this viable truth. It is the fear that will keep you unequal. And she wants to make that a point. They drive fear in man. They make you feel small and oppressed, so you do not speak your words. Speak them anyhow. Deal with the consequences later.
Damn, well,
mm-hmm.
I'm not to say to that one. So then
she also said, what do you think you are here for? I just heard that. If not to speak true words, to help your fellow man, to create equality. That is what we are here to do. Fair is fair, and right is right.
Mic drop.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just like, okay, that's a lot. Okay. Okay. Well, then I'm going to kind of shift this a little bit away from a little bit of that if we can. So in terms of like because again, I don't really know very much about you, Hathor. But if somebody was to work with you, you know, somebody was to try to create with you, what would they do? How could you help an individual person?
She did say I would help them heal and readjust their focus of their internal energy, help them remember their true nature. And she did say, focus their light in words. This is why I speak my words today. Many of you have lost hearts. You have traveled here to help others frequently, many a times, she said, but frequently you forget what you are here for. It is the power within me, and she's saying this, it is the power within me to help you realize that fact and realize your talent, and to help you live better and to accomplish your goals as well, but also to help you lead the way to truth and to help you magnify the strength of others. All of these things encompass my breath.
That's a lot. One thing that stood out was helping us to recognize our talents. So how could you, what do you do to help somebody recognize their talents?
First, she says, I see what is within you. That is not denied unto me. I see what is real. I see where your path lies. Therefore, I teach you the way to your internal truth. I help to awaken your senses. Remember what is real, and that will lead you there. She's also saying her goal is to awaken the heart, because the mind is truly in the heart. If you realize your passion with compassion, then you will not be afraid to pursue what is already in your heart, really what it is you've known all along. It is a realization that must happen. There is work to be done in this area, but I help to awaken you to your true divine passion, to a state of remembrance that is not of the ego, but it is of the heart. Do you understand? Do you understand my mission?
I think I do. Trying to wake up everybody.
She did. She said her mission is compelling.
So how would you work with what would I need to do, for example, or just the person need to do to connect with you and work with you specifically?
First, she said, I don't know if I heard this correctly, but I heard ask for healing. I heard that, first and foremost, she said, it is important that you awaken yourself. And one must learn to heal their hearts, to awaken their energy self is what she's calling it. I just heard there's power here. I don't know why I just heard that. I feel like there's another conversation happening. It's kind of weird, Aaron, but I'm trying to bring it back. I heard there's power here. There's light here. There's magic here. It is all around us is what I just heard. But also the power is inside. And it will magnify once you ask. I don't know why she's talking about this, but I'm just letting her speak. She's saying decidedly, if you must, always choose your words wisely. When you speak words, speak from the heart. Yeah. I don't know why she's talking about that. I'm just repeating what I hear right now. I'm asking her if you know, one of us wants to work with her, how would we approach her? How would this work? She said, open your heart. She said, ask, and ask carefully, speak your true words, speak what is real, speak of what it is you need help with. And if so be it, I will reply.
Is she selective with who she works with?
She has been, she said.
Like, if I was willing, would she work with me?
I can't believe you're asking this question.
I don't want to straight go there.
Hold on. She's saying, okay, I'm just going to repeat her words. She said, there is loudness here. Quell the loudness in your mind. That's what she's telling. I'm asking her, is that both of us or is that for you? Because you asked. She's telling me. I need to be quiet in my mind right now. Okay.
You need to be quiet. I'm trying to talk.
I know. Okay, ask your question again.
Okay, so if so, I would, because I asked if she was picky with who she worked with. So she said yes, and then I asked, would she be willing to work with me? If I was willing to.
She said, if you are a seeker, she would consider. But she did say, and I don't know if I heard this correctly, Aaron, if you are a seeker of individuality, is what I heard. She said, then she would consider.
Okay. And then my other question was going around, she was saying, open your heart. What about those people who just don't know how to open their hearts and they're like sealed shut with like, you know, 1,000 bricks on top of it?
First, I heard her say, it's necessary that you learn to empower yourselves. She's saying victim consciousness is prevalent on the planet. Many people feel slighted here. Therefore, they give up too easily. Their hearts are broken. They look for no way to heal themselves. They surrender too much of themselves rather than readjust their energy and readjust their narrative. Refocus the self on the inner healer, on the inner guide. Make time for that. It is a fruitful endeavor. This is what many men need to awaken within themselves, within the organism of life, that they are powerful beings. They mustn't surrender to their ailments, to the pressures of living here. For many have done this, and many have withered away from their pain, from their loss. It is necessary for every lasting being to connect to their selves, their inner guides, or for trust, self-love, self-forgiveness, wisdom, and compassion. Every one of us must endeavor to do this work, conduct ourselves accordingly. If one deepens themselves, and I heard this word impassions, which is interesting, impassions themselves, they will surrender their pain, open their hearts, open their minds to a realization that they've never had, that they are pure love, pure, I heard movement, which is interesting, pure energy, and they are profound, profoundly wise beings, much better than they think. Does that not answer your question?
That more than answers the question. Okay, that's pretty cool.
I like her. I really like her. And I can feel Isis over here too, but I like listening to her.
She's like, wow. She's like, this one's mine. No. well, tell her thank you for coming. It was a great experience. I didn't know anything really about Hathor. I'm not too much into Egyptian mythology. So that was a great, great experience.
She's saying, she just wants to remind everybody that she is of the light. She's definitely also a spokesperson of truth and power. And that she is here to help when the time is right.
Awesome. We will all take it.
Thank you, Hathor. Thank you, Isis. Thank you, all of you.